Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Why do you think that theological approach has resonated in a community like a Hollywood community?
I know that people love substance. They love to be challenged. Mm-hmm. I think everybody does. I think in a place like L.A., everybody likes to think of themselves as being kind of an intellectual or pseudo-intellectual, very thoughtful. People tend not to like bury their thoughts. They like to talk about it. They like to be challenged. And so it's kind of just been almost by an accident that that stuff was resonating. Like, I just kind of geek out on it. I find it really challenging. I start talking about it. And when people see the implications of that, like, wow, that's really profound. Mm. I think people are really drawn to anything that has just like substance to it. Like, tell me something. Yeah. Like, challenge me with something. Like, talk to me about this. Like, unpack this for me. And just a lot of people are like that from all kinds of different backgrounds. And so we just started finding it resonating. And
I'm encouraged by that, though. I think that we're, you know, churches go through phases.
Right.
And the church goes through phases. And we sort of went with a phase where we de-emphasized theology.
Right.
And I think, and I'm not saying we need to all simply sit around and quote John Owen.
Right.
Not that there's anything wrong with John Owen. But instead, how does that relate to life? And
right.
I think that's key.
And I also think that a lot of people, especially in a place like L.A., they don't have any baggage with that kind of stuff. So maybe, depending on where you grew up, maybe you heard these people or these sources, you know, talked about all the time, and so you kind of check out. Like, most people just don't have that. They're like, John, what?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, guy, he had hair, like, whatever.
Yeah, put that picture on the screen.
Yeah,
he was a party guy.
Yes, he was. The hat was
amazing.
But when you just throw up a quote on the screen, and it says something like that, like, what? Wait a minute. Yeah. You know, like, okay, let's talk about that. Yeah. Let's riff on that.
It's very countercultural in a place, because we hear, I mean, I, again, all kidding aside about your appearance, you sort of look Hollywoodish.
I'm only mildly offended.
But well, you should, that's what I was going for. I can do more. But you sort of, I mean, your church, my guess is musically it's culturally relevant. You're, by appearance, you're trying to engage the culture. That's all part of it. But there's also a counterculture message. Mm-hmm. And for you to talk about temptation in both your book, The Truth About Lies, and then the curriculum, Truth and Lies, talk about temptation in Hollywood, you're not paying attention to the culture. That would seem to be very countercultural for a guy who's trying to be culturally relevant.
Right.
So how do you do both?
I think that those topics that we tend to be afraid of or we want to avoid, those tend to be the very questions that people are asking. Mm. Like, even a person coming from a totally secular background, they know what temptation is. And so when I can just describe it in kind of a broader level without using kind of, you know, for lack of better words, religious language, like, they know. Like, oh, there's the thing I should do, but then, like, oh, I didn't really do that. Sure. And I'm not being, their language would be, I'm not being true to myself.
Yeah.
And so that just becomes the opportunity in which I can say, hey, we actually all talk about temptation. We don't use that word.
Right.
Let me tell you what the Bible says about that. Mm. And so I think they really are, like, they're struggling with it. They're wrestling with it. Somebody else starts talking about it. Their ears perk up. And then if I, you know, can use that opportunity to point them to Christ, they're not crushed by it, because a lot of them are afraid to go there because they don't know what they're going to find if they dig deep. Yeah. But with the good news of grace, it's just incredible to see what happens and people engage with it.
Yeah. So when you talk about these issues, these hard issues like temptation, one of the things you said is using a different language, different religious language. Though you did quote The Mortification of Sin.
I did.
By John Owen. So how do you do that in a world where, to use a biblical term, consciences have been seared?
Right.
Where people, there's still, I agree with you, there's still a sense that people feel right and wrong. But what they think is wrong is a lot less than perhaps, or maybe more in some cases, what the Bible actually teaches. So when their conscience has been twisted, torn, or seared, how do you even teach temptation in that?
Yeah, I think when we're talking about these hard truths, I think one thing is I think people like the challenge, even if they're going to end up disagreeing with you. I think people like the challenge because they feel like it's real talk.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, I mean, everybody, especially in LA, you know, they work in, a lot of people work in entertainment, so they're used to creating something that might have, you know, a facade or something like that. So I think anytime you can be authentic or real and just be, hey, look, man, I'm going to talk about this thing called sin. You're probably not going to like it. Yeah. We're going to talk about it anyway. They're like, okay, let's do this.
Yeah, but the philosophy maybe 20 years ago was, that's not even called sin. Actually, some people see me on TV right now, and the word sin, I, matter of fact, sometimes I yell at the TV and say, just say sin and repentance.
Yes, I might have done the same thing recently.
And we're not naming names, but we could.
Yeah.
So you're going the opposite direction.
Yeah.
You're talking sin and repentance.
I don't think we need to lose those words.
Yeah.
I think we need to redefine those words. I think a lot of people...
That scares me. Redefine them how?
Well, according to the Bible,
okay.
Not according to conservative culture
in some
cases.
Okay.
So, yes, important clarification. So when I say sin, I know that instantly some people people are going to think sex, drugs, rock and roll, you know, whatnot.
The Holy Trinity, the unholy Trinity.
And so I just anticipate that. Yeah. I say, I know when I say the word temptation, you're thinking of either, you know, like a strip joint on Sunset, or you're thinking of like a chocolate brand, mm-hmm. you know, as if the mm-hmm. devil's whole goal was to have us get diabetes or something, you know, like, so I immediately address some of the objections that they have and try to like broaden it. Hey, this goes far beyond that. It goes down to your very heart and how you live today. And I think it's defining it according to what Scripture actually says. So in some cases, there is baggage that might come from films we've watched, TV shows, or reading the headlines in the newspaper. So yeah, I'm constantly doing that. So when I preach, I'm aware that everyone's going to object in the room to something.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to compromise the truth, but I'm going to acknowledge their questions.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.